I guess it is. It is Wednesday, isn't it? Remember, I'm into that tape drop Tuesday, Anna.
Yep, wind down Wednesday.
Well, I thought you because they moved the game up. It's a Thursday night game. I thought you were just playing theater of the mind, you know?
No.
Just playing with the schedule a little
creativity.
Bit.
Nah, Courtney just told me it's Wednesday.
But yeah, no, it's actually Wednesday.
It's tape drop Tuesday action. But, I think I want to get your thoughts on, and I think a lot of people do want to hear your thoughts, as I know you look through the tape, the all 22 that comes out. And Kenyon Green is the big thing there. And what did you see there? Was it as bad as you thought? Because it was clear he was the one who got pulled. He is the one that you have heard be, at least this week, be the reason why the offensive line is terrible. I just saw someone, literally the last text on the 5-hour energy fan text line is, do you guys think you're going to get a guard before the trade deadline? Was it as bad or worse than what you saw, what you thought you saw?
No, it was not as bad as
really? What That's
we,
good.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal.
Arrow's pointed up.
In no way, shape, or form am I going to try to paint a picture that it was good. But but it was, you know, like in my mind, as especially as watching it at the same time the fans are watching it, right? You know, the play where I think it was number 90, just it was right after he went back in the game, I think. You know, just beats the hell out of him and belly flops on CJ, right? I mean,
Grover.
I think it was Grover, right? I mean, he literally sets him and hands him to the center. And now I don't know why he left him, why he went and tried to help Laramie. I don't know. I still don't understand what the hell's going on there. But he literally handed him to the center, and then the center just let him go. And now I'm sure that has a lot to do with Kenyon as well. But that looked like in real time, it looked like Kenyon just got beat immediately and just allowed a D lineman to belly flop. That's Kenyon and Juice. That's a level of softness that both of them got to be better. And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of Kenyon and Juice really, really struggling.
So it's not just a deal from what you're seeing that Kenyon Green is clearly the one and the reason why.
I'll put it to you. He's not playing good. I mean, and he deserved to be benched. I understand why he was benched. I get it. But the thought now moving forward that it sounds like he's going to be the guard Thursday night, I still don't like him versus Quinn and Williams. But to D'Amico's point yesterday is, you know, they won 6 games with Kenyon Green at guard. They can go win this game with Kenyon Green at guard. Does that mean it's going to be pretty? No. But it's not near as bad as everybody's making it out to be. And I understand why. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm just saying it's not like the walls are caving in bad. Should they be shopping to get a better guard in free agent? I mean, in the trade deadline? Absolutely. Should they play somebody else, whether it's Titus or Broker or Green or Patterson when he gets healthy or whatever, or slide Juice to guard? Yeah, there's a chance that could happen. I'm not saying that any of that is off the table. What I'm saying is the walls caving in thought of like, oh my God, what are they going? Like, that's the Kenyon Green situation is not a situation where you're going to remove him from the equation and all of a sudden everybody's going
to
be great.
That's the point that I'm trying to get to is, if he is removed, how much, like, is it to you a significant jump, or are there other people across that line that are also kind of getting, kind of hiding behind how much is going towards Kenyon?
Yeah, look, I just think they're all struggling. I think Kenyon's struggling he's struggling more, slightly more than most of them, but, you know, there's, I mean, Shaq Mason gets de-cleated and set in CJ's lap. Juice Scruggs, as I said multiple times, is just, I mean, like, just willingly opening his hips and getting turned sideways and the pockets collapsing. There's several plays where, yes, Kenyon was the first one to get beat, but there's 3 defenders that are meeting at CJ Stroud's head. I mean, that's a big issue.
It almost became a point where you were just almost focusing on 76.
Right.
And seeing that and maybe missing the other stuff that was happening.
No question. So I think that number one is I'm after watching the film, I'm less concerned about this Thursday night if Kenyon Green is on the field. I don't think it's going to be pretty if he is on the field. I don't like the matchup. I don't think they should go in there and throw the football 12 of the first 16 times and set the kid up to fail. I don't think they should do that. But watching the film, there were good plays in there. There were good double teams with him and Juice. There was good times when he helped Laramie. There was some good, you know, run fits where he did his job, and it was serviceable. It's not good. Their teams are going to get there. They're going to put their best defensive lineman on him, and they're going to get home at times, and it's something that they're going to deal with. But I am less concerned right now about Kenyon Green than I was. Than I was yesterday. I was thinking before I watched this film, like, man, I don't know how they put him on the field this week. Like, I don't know how.
That's where I am. That's why that's where I came with the thought of maybe they need to do something that I would be completely against. That would be a better.
I agree with you. Your point is very valid. If I would still make a move because you can be better at guard. But the simple fact of the matter is that if they don't make a move. Just sit tight and hang on. It's not going to be pretty, but you can win a game. You're not going to lose the game because Kenyon Green is still on the football field. You may lose the game because the pass protection is not good, but you're not going to lose the game because Kenyon Green is on the football field. And I would imagine they're going to have a much better plan than what they had last week. The other part of that Kenyon Green thing is there's a couple other things on film that we need to get to too, Ron, but the other part of that is Jarrett Patterson winning a game. And while Jarrett Patterson appears to maybe work a little harder.
He's a backup quarterback now, baby. Everybody loves him.
Be a little more active. He still got set in CJ's lap a couple times. He still got a lot of help from Juice. He got a lot of help from the running back on one play. You know, he still struggles with, I don't know, and it makes me think that this is how they're coaching.